Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 83 of Maestro on the Mic. Today we're talking about why you absolutely, and I mean absolutely, must have a newsletter if you want to make money online. Don't believe me? Tune into the whole episode to see what I'm talking about. But first, DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestro-fied.
3, 2,
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic, Thursday shorty style. Today we're talking about newsletters and why you should have one. So I was looking at some gym equipment. That's like one of my life goals, is to have a home gym, and I don't have the space right now, but I have a lot more space than when I was in New York, right? Let's celebrate the wins. But I am getting some dumbbells and some kettlebells from this company called Extreme Training Equipment. You should definitely check them out especially if you're local, South Bay area. I think they're in Cudahy. I'm not sure if I'm saying that name right, but either way, good company, local company, and the price is good. So I was just thinking, you know what, if they ever have sales, I'd love to know about it because the prices are already pretty low, and so the sales would be killer. So for, you know, maybe one of the first times ever, I went and looked for their newsletter so I could sign up for it. And they don't have one. So always be creating. I was like, I'm going to make a podcast episode about this. I said a while back on one of my DMs that I'm going to be doing one of my daily maestroisms, for those of you that maybe don't know. I said that I'm going to be doing some more marketing, entrepreneurial, how to move into the social media, online world space, posts about that. And so that's what this episode is going to be. I want to talk to you about newsletters. I cannot emphasize this point strongly enough. If you are looking to grow some sort of online presence or build an online, business or anything like that, connect with these people. You must get their email addresses. It is way more valuable than social media followers, and I'm learning that backwards. I'm not like, oh God, what I've done it all wrong. No, but I didn't really like email, so I never captured anyone's email. It seemed really outdated to me, and now that I'm looking to switch things, email is definitely the way to go. Why? Because you have that person's attention, and you can ensure that your message gets delivered to them. As it relates to social media and those algorithms, which, listen, guys, I don't know the specific algorithms of things. I just have a rough idea of things. But as it relates to those algorithms, your post doesn't get shown to all of your followers, right? I have 40,000 plus followers. I don't get 40,000 plus likes on my posts. And I know if everyone saw it, they would like it. So it gets shown to something ridiculously low, like, I don't know, 2% of your following. And it's only going to pop up immediately in that feed, in their feed, if they are interacting with your page. So someone could really love your stuff, but maybe they're more of a lurker and they don't really interact with the page and things like that. They may miss your announcements. So two points to be learned from this. One, collect their emails. I actually just sent my assistant, Lex, bless up, you are saving my life. I sent her a list of about 24 pages long where I was, when I first started teaching, I just collected emails on a piece of paper, because that's all that I knew how to do. And she's typing them up, and God bless you, Lex. Do it however you can, right? If it's all you know how to do is paper and pencil because you're meeting with a lot of people, do it that way. If you want to get more advanced and you want to do something like, I use ConvertKit. If you want to use something like MailChimp, that's fine. Step of least resistance. That's going to be the mantra, I think, from this year. Definitely check out, I got that from Karen Litzy. I did an episode with her for her podcast, and she said that to me, and I was just blown away. So I'm going to link that in the show notes too, because that episode, I'm really proud of it. It was basically about 2019 goal setting and how you can actually achieve these goals. And that was one of the things that came up, this concept of step of least resistance. So I'll link that in the show notes. But you guys got to collect people's email addresses. If you want to get a bit fancier and use a CRM, you know, like I said, I use ConvertKit. Don't spend a lot of money on these things to start off with, especially if you're just starting. Figure out a way to capture them. If you can have them, if you can write them into an Excel sheet, that's fine, all right? Because maybe that'll make it a little bit easier to put them into whatever you end up using on the computer. But if you're a paper and pencil kind of person, paper and pen, whatever, just get those email addresses. This way, when you do have something to say, you can say it to them. All right, sending an email to someone doesn't guarantee that they're going to open it, but at least you know it gets delivered. With social media, you do not know if that gets delivered. You don't know who's going to see it. Right? It doesn't go to everyone. So first point, capture emails. Second point, market. You need to, at some point, write to those people. And you need to market whatever it is that you're selling and do it multiple times. Like I said, people don't see your stuff if it's on social media just because of the algorithms. And so if you only do one post because you're like, oh, I don't want to bombard people. Oh, God. There's a good chance that only 2% of the people that follow you are seeing that. And then they're never going to see it again because nobody scrolls back on an Instagram feed. So put that shit out multiple times on multiple platforms and make sure that at some point you start actually writing to this newsletter. Now, like I said, we're all about the step of least resistance here. I said that so weird. We're all about the step of least resistance here. And I just gave you guys a few different things to think about. I don't want you to go and try and be like, okay, well, that means I have to go and get one of these CRMs. And then I need to go and wait a minute. Let me back it up. CRM, that stands for Customer Relationship Management. I hate when teachers like say stuff, but they assume you know the acronym. And I just did that. So CRM, Customer Relationship Management. And it just refers to software that allows you to kind of track where things are going, who they're getting sent to, how you're sending them out, right? So the email platforms that are out now are incredible. And you can do all these things. And I'm not going to talk about it in this episode because it's just going to totally overwhelm you. Suffice to say, you can do a lot. And if you're looking to monetize your social media following, or if you're looking to monetize this online world, you need to be doing it via email. It is huge. So, like I was saying, I don't want to overwhelm you. Gave you a million things and you're like, okay, so I need to go and get this and then do this thing. Oh my God. Two big take homes today. Collect emails and market. You must do both. If you're looking to grow, if you're looking to monetize this in any way, shape, or form, you must do those two things. Okay, wrapping this one up because it is a Thursday shorty. Today's ask is marketing. I'm going to practice what I preach. I spoke about this last week in last Thursday's shorty, and I'm going to speak about it now. If you guys are interested in learning more about this, if you're interested in learning the beginning steps towards having that online life, towards doing more in the social media space, set up a Maestro meeting. This is what I do, and I want to help you. I actually have a call coming up later tonight, and I am jazzed about it, man. People write to me, and they tell me what's going on, and I'm like, dude, so many freaking possibilities. Like, this is something that resonates so freaking hard with me, and I want to help you out. So if you're interested, link in the show notes, as always. It'll take you to my website. You can read more about the Maestro website, and then you can sign up for a session. I'd love to talk to you. All right, friends. As always, endlessly, endlessly grateful. I know you could have been doing anything, but you chose to listen to me. I'm waving my hands around over here because I am pumped. So, thank you. Until next time, friends, Maestro.